Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We've got guest Steve Zardella here, distinguished engineer from EMC. Steve, you've been on the program before. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Steve, my first question is, distinguished engineer at EMC, what is the focus that you've got?
So I work in an organization called Global Hardware Engineering. We don't sell any hardware products directly to EMC customers. However, we supply or specify or validate all of the hardware that ships from EMC. So our customers are actually all of EMC's product organizations or business units, if you will. So if you've heard of Symmetrix, VMAX, or VNX, Isilon, Greenplum, Data Domain, all those names, they are our customer, and we have to supply them with whatever their hardware needs are, and we try to satisfy all of those customers' various needs with the least amount of unique hardware possible.
Obviously, we're recording this at IDF. EMC is a huge presence at IDF. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're showing?
Yeah, so EMC is a gold sponsor at IDF, as they've been the last several years. We've got demonstrations on the Isilon NAS scale-out product. The Extreme.io is talking about what's called SF Cache. That's a server flash, server-side caching product, as well as the Extreme.io all-flash array. There is the new VNX product, and this is based on Intel Sandy Bridge processors, and we're taking advantage of many of the new Intel technologies. And VNX probably, because they're the most recent, they have done sort of the best job of taking advantage of many of these new technologies. I'm actually running an NVM Express booth in the NVM Express community. I'm EMC's NVM Express representative to the work group and also to what's called the NVMe multi-promoter group. And then we also have software-defined infrastructure community demonstrating a product that we call Viper. And then BRS, our backup and recovery system, which includes Avamar and Data Domain products.
We haven't talked about NVMe very much on the program. Can you just give us a brief description about it?
NVM Express is what's called a queuing interface. So it defines some low-level hardware for a PCI Express attached storage. Now, PCI Express SSDs are becoming very, very hot right now. We went, the original SSDs, flash SSDs, were typically based on a pre-existing protocol like Fibre Channel, SAS, SATA, and those protocols all have extra overhead in the sense that you typically will go through a controller, like a Fibre Channel controller, then you'll go out over a Fibre Channel interface, and then you'll get to the drive. They also are good in the sense that they take advantage of pre-existing protocols like SCSI, which there's a lot of SCSI software out there. The problem is that all of that adds overhead. Now, PCI Express, because it's a native link to a chipset, means you can get rid of all that in-between latency of the controller or a switch or an expander. But now, how good a job you do designing that PCI controller and how much software you put in it can become the bottleneck. So there was no standard. There were several companies making PCI Express SSDs, all different. Many of them were based on what's called the AHCI interface that's used for SATA. So there was a definite need for a standard. So Amber Huffman of Intel, who's really been the driving force behind NVM Express, she got these companies together and said, let's standardize this and let's design it to overcome many of those challenges. What everyone's doing initially with NVM Express is they're designing a PCI flash SSD. That's what it was designed for. That's the obvious use case. You're going to see more and more of those in the future. And now that it's standardized, now that there's interoperability testing available, there's a whole ecosystem, we're going to reap the benefits of that. What we decided to do, because it really doesn't make sense for EMC to design their own SSDs, just like we don't design our own hard drives. You know, we look for value add in my organization, GHE. We know that there's many storage industry examples that benefit from what's called a non-volatile RAM card, or NVRAM. And the difference between that and a flash SSD is that the RAM has extreme low latency, higher bandwidth than flash. So for applications like journaling, write caching, logging, those type of applications, it's the way to go. And traditionally, you would just find an off-the-shelf microcontroller that happened to have a PCI interface, a RAM interface, and a flash interface. It would be all custom from there. Now, we decided to use an NVM Express controller, We got the benefit of a FreeBSD driver that was, you know, already being written. We actually then contributed to that driver and made it better because we were the first people to use this particular controller with that driver. So it gave us a running start, and then we turned around and gave back by making it more robust. We found some patches and so forth. It's really a prototype now. It'll probably be embedded inside EMC products sometime in the next year.
Can you tell me a little bit about what your team does in terms of looking at next generation processors and readying the EMC solutions to take advantage of these types of capabilities?
Right. So in some cases, our customers, the product orgs, will just say, I just need a vanilla off-the-shelf server. And all my magic in my product is in my software. However, we have many organizations who say, I need some value add in the hardware itself. And in that case, we will design the hardware from scratch. We will start with our own enclosures. We design our own disk array enclosures, as well as our own storage processor enclosures. What would be a motherboard in a server, we call those CPU modules, and they are hot pluggable, so they're externally accessible. What would be a PCI Express adapter in a server, which again, to get to, you'd have to pull out the server, take the top off, and so forth. We have externally pluggable I/O modules that are PCI Express, you know, everywhere from Gen 1 up to the latest Gen 3 speeds. So that, again, is where we put some value add into the hardware itself. So for example, the recent VNX announcement, as well as the recent data domain announcement a few months ago, are using our newest platforms.
Steve, one more question for you. If folks online are listening and want to learn more about the new platforms that you've talked about, where would you suggest they get the best information?
So they can start at emc.com. You'll see lots of announcements there. You know, they can go from there. They'll see the links to the different products.
Thank you so much for being on with us today. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Well, thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.